Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he is one of my personal favorite reads. I always make sure to read him when he writes, and you can always listen to the College Football Inquirer as well, which is always a great listen with Pat Forty, Ross Dellinger. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. He is Dan Wetzel. Dan, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, and we talked last night. A lot of Buckeye dominance, man. Buckeye dominance. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's blew me away, man. Like, one of those things, I had been sitting here watching this team and just continuously going, why hasn't this clicked? Why aren't you just throwing the ball up to Jeremiah Smith and saying, this guy's better than everybody else? You've got Emeka Egbuka, throw it to him as well. Like, why are we attempting to almost try to purposely play left-handed? And it felt like in that Tennessee game, after the Michigan game, Dan, they basically went, hey, we're going to play right-handed and to hell with the rest of you.
Like, we're going down swinging. They remind me of old school Mike Tyson at this point. You can't knock a team out like they're gonna play all 60 minutes, but they basically knock them out right off the bat. I am sure scripting the offensive plays just perfectly, and they're going to Smith, and then they're like, oh, you're gonna double and a half Smith. Oh yeah, Egbuka, you know, and Will Howard is throwing dimes, and it is just, it's everything that we thought we would see all year, and we see in flashes. And then now, yeah, it's just, they're just coming out. It's like the other, it's like, what's this old line? Like, everyone's got a plan to get punched in the mouth or something like that. That's what Tennessee and Oregon look like in these two games. Like, okay, this is our game plan. And it's like, boom, how's 21 zip treating you? Yeah, we're going to need a new game plan. And then the one thing that ever since the Nebraska game, and I know that was a close game, and I don't remember the exact details. The Buckeye fans will know better than I, but I remember that defense stiffening in that game. And in my recollection, since that moment, I was like, okay, this is a really good defense. And even as bad as the Michigan game was, and as poorly coached as that was on the offense, and how painful that loss was, the defense was fine. That wasn't the problem. It was the offense. And so as long as you've got that defense, you've always got a chance, and they've got that defense, and it was just terrorizing Oregon. I mean, 8 sacks, just no running attack, anything. When you lead 31-34 zip and the other team still only scores only gets 278 yards, like, and they're just chucking it every time, and you got a good quarterback. So it's astounding to see Ohio State right now, but they remind me of Mike Tyson. And, maybe there's a Buster Douglas out there, but boy, he's going to have to get, famously from Columbus, by the way, but he's going to have to come up big. I don't know who it is.
I mean, I don't, I don't either, because I mean, you of course watch the entire college football playoff. I had an eye on a good chunk of it along the way, and even watching those teams this weekend, it was like, oh man, what the Buckeyes are doing to anybody. They're not stopping this. They're not getting to Will Howard fast enough to cause this. And not to mention the two running backs on top of that. I mean, they seem to have stumbled into something with, you know, Henderson and Junkins as well, where it's like, oh, you're going to try to triple, quadruple team Jeremiah Smith? Well, then here's these two. Good luck.
Yeah, and that was it, right? The two strong runners. I mean, they went out and got Judkins for, it was an embarrassment of riches, because Henderson's good enough to, you know, to go, they just go take Ole Miss's number one back. And, yeah, you can't – how do you cover this team? I said this on our podcast, but I remember – and I don't know if you remember it, but the day last year on signing day, Ryan Day was doing his press conference, and Smith hadn't – his paperwork hadn't come in. And there was a massive push at the end by Miami and Florida State to a degree to keep him home. And it was you know, who knows what's true or what's not, but it was a lot of like buzz. He might stay, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they're going through, it's all the way in the afternoon of signing day, and his paperwork has not come through. And then they, while Ryan Day's at the podium, they alert him that Smith has come in, and he's allowed then by NC rules to discuss the signing, right? And he does this sort of like fake, faint kind of knee buckle, and he exhales like, whew, man, is that like a relief. And I was watching that game yesterday and thinking of that moment, like how you can see why they signed a lot of great players at Ohio State, but why the head coach had that reaction to this player. It's like, where even without him, as good as his team is, they aren't this good without him. Like, there's no substitution. He could be the number one pick in the draft this year if they would let him. And so it's just like, yeah, this, you can see why he did that, because now he's got the Lamborghini, and he's got two games to go to win the national title.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, joining us at Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And does this save Ryan Day's job? Can we put that conversation to bed?
Oh, yeah. I think that unless they got – they were, I always thought they had to be listless and blown out against Tennessee. And then maybe in that case, it's either not a firing, but it's some kind of like, I need to go do something else. Like, it just would have been untenable, right? If that had happened, if they had played offensively the way they did against Michigan, and there's 30,000 people in orange singing Rocky Top and everyone leaves, that would have been different. But I thought once they did that, I mean, look, people are like, oh, he's playing with house money now. No, I think everyone thinks they should win the national title. He's actually reversed it back to where if they don't win it, everyone will be kind of surprised. But Ryan Day is a really good coach, and Ohio State is an exceptional program, and Michigan ain't in this thing. You know, he's going to have to figure out the Michigan bit, and maybe it's the realization that stop trying to be tougher than Michigan, because you probably won't be, and just do this. You know, you're built to beat SEC teams. You're built to beat national teams. You built this offense. You go recruit all over the country to get the best players so that you can do the things you're doing right now. Michigan's a different animal, but if you're going to go, then you build your roster this way, and then you sit there for this one game and say, we have to out-tough them, we have to outrun them, we have to be meaner. You know, taking the rivalry too seriously, just so in your head, you're playing into Michigan's hands. And Michigan, you can beat Michigan, but it's hard to be tougher than Michigan. I don't know if anyone watched that bowl game against Alabama, Michigan-Alabama. I mean, look, this is not Michigan has no quarterback, but man, are they tough. Like, they pushed Alabama around. That is a tough team. Not a good team, not a great team, but it's a tough team. And you don't normally see Alabama get pushed around like that. That's their program, and it's just a different program. But Ohio State doesn't have to beat Michigan to win national titles. It certainly wants to beat Michigan, but that's a different thing. So, I think he's safe on his job, but he obviously has a lot of pressure of everyone looking and going, yeah, we should be touchdown plus favorites the rest of the way.
The other thing that really stood out to me in that game, Dan, was the fact that it felt like Caleb Downs, there was like they cloned him. Like, it felt like there were two Caleb Downs on the field at any given point because that dude was everywhere. Does that further hammer home how important it is to hit the transfer portal and just pay for the top-tier guys? Are we going to see more of that, you think, thanks to Caleb Downs?
Well, yeah, the hard part is you got to – everybody wants that guy, right? But just to take a step back from Ohio State, and we're going to see what Notre Dame does later today. But for a long time in the sport – the teams in the North could not really compete with the teams in the South. Urban Meyer got there at Ohio State, and he built a recruiting infrastructure to get there, and they won one national title. But there were a lot of, you know, Clemson smoked them one time and this, and then the Michigans, the Notre Dames, the Penn States, they could not compete with the South. You take a step back now with this transfer portal and the ability for teams in the North to – It used to be to win a national title, you needed like four straight top five recruiting classes. You had to just stockpile talent because that's what Alabama and Georgia and LSU and Clemson were doing. Now you can pick and go, hey, I'm going to grab this guy. And it could be a Caleb Downs. It could be like last year Michigan grabbed a safety from UMass. But they pick and choose, we're a little weak here at line. We can go get that guy. And it's allowed these teams in the North because they got NIL money and they got it's a great opportunity to fill out these rosters. And I don't think it's a surprise that Michigan wins the national title last year. I certainly could see Ohio State winning the national title. I could see Ohio State playing Penn State in the championship game. Notre Dame's really good. Like, it's a different sport now. And the schools in the Big Ten and Notre Dame being whatever you want to call that, or certainly Northern, have a different ability to compete with the teams in the South that they didn't have 5, 7, 8 years ago. So, again, you look at this Ohio State team, they were going to be really good no matter what. But you add Judkins, you add Downs, you get a new center, you do a few things, and they filled the little gaps that might have cost them in the past. And I think you can see that. You saw that again with Michigan last year. As they go 15-0, win it all. Penn State's better because of the transfer portal. It's a different sport, and I think that's really exciting for teams in the North.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, joining us. All right, Dan, let's take the half step back and look at everybody. Do we take anything away from the fact that Oregon, Arizona State, Boise State, and we'll see what ends up happening tonight with the fourth one But
yeah.
That they all got off to such slow starts to begin with. And Arizona State was able to roar back, but it seemed like Oregon couldn't really dig themselves out of that hole, and it seemed like Boise State couldn't dig themselves out of that hole as well. Do you think that's competition, or do you think the bye may have something to do with it?
It's hard because it's a small sample, right? Boise State, I thought, did get to – they looked shell-shocked. Arizona State looked shell-shocked. And Oregon did. All three of the teams coming off a bye. I think combined they scored 3 points in the first quarter and they gave up 52 or something like that. They were all down. And there were special team touchdowns against them, things like that. Arizona State obviously made it a game. Boise actually did make it a game. They were not as good as Penn State, but they were close. It was close to a one-score game. There was a penalty here or there. I was really impressed with Boise State saying, all right, once we settled in, we played, and we did pretty well. They made it a good – the score isn't indicative. I thought they accounted for the – Oregon did not. I mean, they had a little – that middle eight, they did pretty well, but other than that, but that was Ohio State just steamrolling them. I don't know. Is that by the reason, or is it because, look, Penn State's better than Boise State, and Texas has got more talent, and they get a punt return? But it's certainly something to look at. Do you want the bye, or would you rather just play? Because – it's not like they're playing – it's not the NFL. It's like week, right? It's you got 10 days between games and stuff like that. There's plenty of time, and it's hard for college kids to spend three and a half weeks and staying totally focused. It's such an unusual deal. So I don't know. I don't think you can totally judge it, but let's put it this way. If Notre Dame's leading 14-0 or something at the first quarter tonight over Georgia, and I would say Georgia has at least as much talent, if not more, the Notre Dame, that would be a real sign to me that the rust is a real thing.
Not to mention what you just laid out with Notre Dame as well. I mean, that's a hell of a team that Marcus Freeman has put together on top of it. And the way that they've been able to hit the portal, and now you got Georgia with a backup quarterback. I mean, I could easily see this game turning into another one where, you know, Notre Dame rolls in and just kind of hits them pretty hard in the first quarter, and we're 14-0 looking at each other going, good golly, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I got to see Notre Dame block that Georgia defensive line. But, again, it is a different sport. It's just the Georgias don't have the depth. The Alabamas, you know, this is a little in the weeds, but if you went back and looked at the top recruiting classes on Rivals or 24/7 or whatever, Georgia, let's say Georgia's number one, Alabama's number two, the top classes, Georgia would sign like 14 of the top 100 players in the country, and Alabama would sign like 11, right? Mm-hmm. A quarter of the top 100 players, which in an NFL draft scenario would be all your top three picks. Top three, the first three rounds of the NFL draft, about 100 players. So a quarter of them are going to two teams. Now when you look at who gets the best class, it's seven of the top 100, eight. And it's still a lot, right? But there's not only do you have six, seven, eight less kids, and you extend that over 4 years, you're talking about 30 guys, you know, 25, 28 guys. But those guys are somewhere else. And then guys leave. You don't have the depth at those schools. And you know, Notre Dame had they didn't have a quarterback, but they have a good freshman quarterback, C.J. Carr. Lloyd Carr's son plays up, grandson plays up there. He's going to be good. They really like him. But for this year, they didn't have that. They go get Riley Leonard. They're a really good team. They've got more skill. It's just such a different sport now, and it's going to be really – I'm really interested in this Notre Dame-Georgia game to see whether Notre Dame's never been able to compete in the playoffs with the SEC teams. I mean, embarrassingly so. Let's see what they can do tonight, and it'd be a sign of what Marcus Freeman's building, and it's also a sign of the times. If Notre Dame is Scott, you're looking going, boy, they're kind of like close talent-wise or equal talent, because that's never been the case.
No, not at all, and especially guys wanting to go to Notre Dame because, I mean, on top of that one, like, it may sound rudimentary, man, but, boy, I don't want to go to school.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm not here to play school seems to stand out when you're talking Notre Dame football, because, I mean, that's such a huge part of it is these guys want to go up there and you're going to have to live in the dorms and you're going to have to go to class and you're going to have to walk out with a degree and you're going to have a plan where everywhere else kind of had, you know, couple ways around that.
A couple. You know, here's the other part of this when you talk about recruiting. When you're, and this is what, like, Deion Sanders and to a degree Bill Belichick is going to really try. But when you recruit, when you're a high school junior, right, what mattered to you, right? Your friend's opinion, how close am I to mom and dad? Kids would pick schools. Proximity to the school was so important, and there's more talent in the South. You guys would be like, oh, I was choosing my two schools, and I just really like the uniform colors of this place. Or I went on a campus visit, and, you know, Lord knows what happened, right? It was great. That's how they pick schools. Now, you're 20, 21, 22, and you've got one more year left. And you've changed a lot in those 4 years. I don't care if you go to college or a college football player or not. You're a different person. A male is a different mindset at 21 than 17. Now all of a sudden it's like, where's the best fit? Or maybe it's, wait, Notre Dame's letting me get a master's degree in accounting? Well, that's a heck of a deal. I'm going to go there, right? There's different it's just a different, I don't care if I'm close to mom and dad. I don't really care if the weather's great or they got cool cars on the campus. Like, I'm looking for something else. And that's what Deion Sanders has found, is like, hey, come up here and play. You'd never consider Colorado when you're 17, but now, hey, look what I can do. And that's what I think Bill Belichick, you're going, hey, I can go play for Bill Belichick for a year or 2 years, because I'm now thinking business. And the school, it's just changed the dynamic of recruiting, and it's less about how close I am to mom and dad or how cool the stadium is or whatever. And it's more about what can I get done? And I think that's been one of the big changes in the sport. Again, we'll see. Look, Georgia could win this thing tonight, you know, 222-0. Who the heck knows? But there's a real chance we have three Northern teams in the Final Four. And that's a year after we had a final between Michigan and Washington. Like, it's just a different sport. It used to be two SEC teams in the championship game. Now, hey, there's real opportunities.
Dan, thank you for doing this, man. I could talk to you for an hour about all this good stuff. You can hear him on the College Football Inquirer. He, Ross Dellinger, Pat Forty, read him at Yahoo Sports as well. He is Dan Wetzel. Happy New Year to your family, man, and thank you for joining me.
You too. Take care.